Yesterday we spoke about the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbat morning in particular, where we said that under certain circumstances at least one can make Kiddush over whiskey or schnapps or something like that. This was based on the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Ayin Bet, Se'if Tet, which said, Makom she'ein yayin matsui, if there's no wine available, then yesh omrim shem kadshin al sheikhar sha'amashkin, that you can, there are those who say that you can make kiddush over sheikhar is beer or other beverages, chutz min hamayim, provided that it's not water. So the qualification that we discussed yesterday was the fact that there's no wine available. Or we suggest perhaps the wine is very expensive, or there was a safek about the bracha, etc., etc. In any event, under the circumstances under which one doesn't need to use wine or can use something else, so the Shulchan Aruch says beer or other mashkin. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Kaf Dalad, he says, V'davka b'makom d'havei chamar medina. That means it needs to be in a place where this other beverage is what is called the chamar medina, the beverage of the state or the locale. The hainush ein yayin matzu b'chol ha'ev b'shanazu, meaning that you can't get wine. V'ikar shtiyatan hu mishaychar u'sha'ar mashkin. And therefore, what you're drinking, the main beverage that you drink, is sheikhar or the beer or other types of beverages. So that's what he says here in Reish Ayin Bet, that it needs to be chamar medina. Now the question is really, how exactly do we define chamar medina? And that's not entirely clear. He says, the Mishnah Berurah says it's what that's what people drink most of the time. That's the ikar shtia, the main beverage that people drink. I presume in addition to water, or in the very old days, people didn't drink so much water because it was polluted and the wine killed off some of the bacteria, etc., etc. But the main thing that people drink is this. In Simon Reish Tzadik Vav, which is the halachot of halacha, of Havdalah, the Mishnah Berurah addresses it again, because the Shulchan Aruch says that you can make Havdalah on sheikhar, on beer, imhu chamar medina. Who are in the shar mashkin, chutz min hayayin. So chamar beer, if it's the chamar medina, or other types of beverages, you can make havdalah on, provided it's not water. It needs to be the chamar medina. So he says, in the Mishnah Berurah discusses what exactly is the definition of chamar medina or shar mashkin. Haynu mashkin sheragin lishtoto, things that you drink regularly. But if it's something, a type of drink that you only have on Pesach or something like that, then it's not regarded as chamar medina. And then in Se'if Katan Yud, the Mishnah Berurah says that on kvass, which is, I think, some sort of apple drink or borscht, so he says that's not regarded as chamar medina, because most, or even if most people drink them, it's lo chashive, they're not significant drinks. So, of course, the question is, what exactly is the definition of a significant drink? Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igrot Moshe, and he says chamar medina is anything which you would normally serve to a guest, like a social drink, rather than a drink that you're having just to hydrate yourself. So interestingly, Rav Moshe's example is milk. He says milk you would offer to a guest, a glass of milk. So therefore, you can make havdalah over a glass of milk. I'm not so sure that 60, 70 years after Rav Moshe wrote that tshuva, that it's still true, certainly not in London. I think if a guest comes round, I'm unlikely to offer them a glass of milk. I might offer them a glass of orange juice or apple juice or something like that. But milk, I don't think, would count as a social drink in that regard. With regards to juices, certainly fizzy drinks, Rav Moshe makes the observation, Coca-Cola and that sort of thing, it's just flavoured water. That is definitely not chamar medina. It's even if that's what everybody drinks, it's essentially water, just with a bit of flavouring thrown in. Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva in Yabia Omer, Chavedad, Chelek Bet Simon Lamed Chet, where he is quite strict about this as well, and says not only can't you use fruit juices, even freshly squeezed fruit juices, because they're not chashive, they're not significant. But also you can't use tea and coffee. The Aruch HaShulchan, on the other hand, in some Reishayin Bet, so if you're Dalad, he says that the minhag is to use tea and coffee, because whether or not that's chamamdi, no, but that's what certainly what people drink. In Sefer Yalkut Yosef, in Simon Reish Tzadik Vav, Se'if Chet, the Rishon Tzion writes that that chamamdina has to be something which is alcoholic. So you can't use juices, you can't use tea or coffee, but so long as it's mashke hamashaker, something which is alcoholic, one can use that for Havdalah, and presumably also for Kiddush on Shabbat morning. The assumption is that all alcoholic drinks are Chama Medina. The question might be, you know, is cherry brandy really regarded as Chama Medina? Yeah, people drink it, but it's an occasional drink. It's not not that many people drink cherry brandy, and people who drink cherry brandy, they don't drink it that regularly. Beer might well be Chama Medina. Whiskey, perhaps Chama Medina. Perhaps in Arab countries, arak would be Chama Medina. But to be honest, I'm not sure that cherry brandy would. Might fit in under Rav Moshe's definition of something you would offer to a guest, a social drink maybe. But as we said yesterday, certainly if one has wine available, and certainly if one enjoys drinking wine, he doesn't find it unpleasant, so then that's always the best thing to make Kiddush Shabbat morning and Havdalah on. Ad Kan.